The human body was literally built to move. Whether it was to escape danger, hunt for food, or build shelter, since time immemorial humanity has had its feet on the ground. That began to change when the horse became our transportation partners, but the major disruptions to physical movement came with the automobile and then digital technology. Gradually, walking went from a default position that was inherent to living, to an intentional act. Today, in our post-COVID homebody state, when Amazon, DoorDash, Netflix, and countless others deliver virtually everything to our doorsteps, if we don't force ourselves to move our bodies, we'll slowly wither away, but we'll survive just fine. The same may now be happening to our brains. On the surface, using artificial intelligence, AI, to assist with mental tasks doesn't feel all that threatening. Large language models produced fluent answers, summarized volumes of content, and offered surprisingly articulate responses that appealed to both my heart and head, innovation theorist John Nosta writes in Psychology Today about his experience with AI. The outputs were impressive, often conjuring a fleeting sense of accomplishment, even joy. So far, so good. So what's the problem? Nosta describes a subtle shift that he began to notice. Something was missing. I began noticing a kind of cognitive displacement, he writes. The friction that once accompanied ideation, like the false starts, the second guessing, and the productive discomfort all began to fade, if not vanish altogether. What was once an intellectual itch begging to be scratched is now gone. As soon as I read that, my brain lit up. AI is conveniently eliminating the intellectual itch, the false starts, the second guessing, all those difficult mental activities that accompany brain work. We ask a question and, no matter how obscure or complicated the subject, AI instantly gives us a neat, well-articulated answer. The fact that those difficult mental activities were not needed is precisely what turns us on about AI. It's like winning the brain lottery, all gain, no pain, but the gain itself may be an illusion, because it assumes there is no value to the difficult mental activities AI does on our behalf. We assume that since AI's neat, well-articulated answers are the ultimate desired outcome, why sweat the back-end stuff? Because, for starters, that back-end stuff is where our humanity resides, where human understanding takes shape. AI's power lies in predictive fluency and not understanding, but arranging ideas in some mysterious statistical construct, Nolte writes. Its architecture doesn't reflect how human minds actually work. AI gave Nolte answers that were too clean, too fast, and eerily fluent. Curious as it may be, it felt as if my own mind had been preempted. This wasn't assistance, it was the slow dissolving of cognitive boundaries, and the results, while brilliant, were vapid in a way only perfection can be. Getting everything delivered to our homes also feels like perfection. The results are brilliant. Amazing movies on Netflix, great meals from DoorDash, an instant delivery of an urgent need, all feel clean, fast, and eerily fluent. The real danger, then, is that we will only see AI's eerily fluent beauty and overlook the subtle lazification of our brains. I'm not referring to the societal miracles AI may produce, like cures for cancers and global challenges like climate change, among many others. I'm referring to AI in our everyday thinking lives, about AI slowly becoming a replacement for the messy brain work that makes us human. Humans have always been susceptible to the allure of fool's gold, the easy buck, the tastes great, less filling, ethos that we don't have to sacrifice anything, that we can get it all luxury and performance. AI fits right into that mold. We can get the well-articulated answers in the convenience of not having to exert our brains. But what will happen to those brains if we inflict all this convenience on them? Will they atrophy like a body does when it spends most of its life on a couch? Will our brains become dull and lifeless, good only for asking questions and then savoring the instant brilliance delivered by an artificial force? As I write, I can't help thinking of the exertion of my brain while working on this piece. The false starts, the struggle to find clearer language, the second guessing of what to include, the rewriting of drafts, and so on. I don't know if the end result is eerily fluent, but I do know it came from my messy brain. Now I better go for a walk.